Welcome to 3EF's radio show, Journey Through Japan. Today we are travelling all the way to Japan. I'm feeling excited and a little bit nervous. How about you?
Well, the airport is very busy. I can hear suitcases rolling and people talking everywhere. But I'm excited just like you. I've been counting down the days to this trip.
We've already checked our bags and collected our boarding passes. My heart's beating so fast.
Come on, guys, let's head through security and wait at the gate. I'm starting to feel a bit impatient.
Finally, they're calling our flight. It's time to board the plane. Follow me.
I want a window seat. The view is always amazing.
Click. Seatbelts on and ready for takeoff.
Wow, the plane is starting to move faster and faster down the runway.
Whoosh, we're actually up in the sky now.
My tummy feels funny, like it's doing flips.
This is amazing.
I told you it would be amazing. The houses are getting smaller and smaller.
We thought we'd share some facts about Japan as we settle in for our long flight. Did you know that Japan is a country in Asia? It's made up of four main islands.
It is very far away from the United Kingdom, 5,730 miles to be precise. That's why this flight will take us about 14 hours.
The capital city is Tokyo. It is one of the busiest cities in the world.
Another important city is Kyoto. It's famous for its temples and history.
People in Japan speak Japanese. Their alphabet looks different to ours.
Japan has mountains and even volcanoes. Its biggest mountain is called Mount Fuji.
Can't wait to visit Mount Fuji.
Did you know that Japan is known as the land of the rising sun?
That means it is one of the first places to see the sunrise.
Watching the sunrise near Mount Fuji will be spectacular.
It sounds like it's going to be an amazing place to explore.
I wonder what else we can do whilst we're there.
Well, I'm glad you've asked. I've been looking through the travel brochure. I've got a whole list of things that we can do and places we should visit.
We're lucky to be going in spring because that's when the cherry blossom trees bloom. They are soft, pink and beautiful.
You can visit temples and shrines. They are calm, peaceful places. This brochure says rice fields are a must-see location.
I can't wait to go on one of the bullet trains.
Well, I'm excited to see people in traditional Japanese outfits. They are called kimonos. They are colourful and detailed.
Maybe we could buy our own kimonos. While we are here, does anyone know about the food?
I do. We should definitely try some sushi.
Sushi? What's that?
It's so good. It's made with rice, seaweed and a filling which is usually fish or vegetables. Tuna is my favourite.
That sounds amazing. Hearing about it is making me hungry right now.
I can't wait to eat and try it.
I think I prefer the sound of noodles.
I'm definitely excited to see the cherry blossom. I've read a haiku about it.
A haiku? What's that?
A haiku is a type of poem which has three lines. It is usually about nature. The lines have five or seven, then five syllables.
Let me share the cherry blossom haiku with you. Pink petals falling, soft breeze whispers through the trees, spring is here again.
Can you guess what mine is about? Snow falls silently, footprints fade along the path. Winter whispers low.
I think that was about Mount Fuji. Am I right?
Great guess. I'm so excited to see it in real life soon.
We should write one together now.
Great idea. Shall we write one about the rice fields? That's where I like to go on our trip.
Don't forget the rules. There are three lines with five syllables, then seven, then five.
I think our listeners should write one too. Remember, they need to be about nature.
Why don't we write one about every place we see on our trip?
Great idea! we'll be landing soon, but we've just got enough time for our Japan quiz. Let's see what you have learned. Are you ready?
Will we read all the questions, then reveal the answers at the end?
Question 1. What is the capital city of Japan?
Question 2. What is a haiku and how many lines does it have?
Question 3. What is the name of Japan's famous mountain?
Question 4. What ingredients are used to make sushi?
Question 5. What is the name of Japanese trains?
Get ready for the answers. I know I'll get 5 out of 5 and I hope you do too.
Question 1 was Tokyo. Question 2 was a poem with 3 lines. Question 3 was Mount Fuji. Question 4 was seaweed, rice and fish or vegetables. And question 5 was a bullet train.
It's time for us to say goodbye. We've just landed in Japan. We can't wait for a once in a lifetime adventure.
Bye! Bye.